Today, two famous Carnation quality products, Friskies Meal, the meal of champions, and canned Friskies, the table quality dog food, bring you When a Girl Marries, a story of young married life, transcribed and dedicated to everyone who has ever been in love. If you were to ask him, I'm sure your doctor would be glad to tell you about our country's nutrition experts, how very important their work is. They're the men and women who make possible the finest, most nutritious food in history. And they deserve much of the credit for today's stronger, healthier children. Their knowledge of nutrition has been used to develop scientifically balanced foods for our pets, too. For example, canned Friskies, the table-quality dog food. In canned Friskies, your dog gets only the finest ingredients obtainable. An abundance of rich red meat. U.S. government-inspected horse meat. That's Friskies' complete nourishment. The kind of nourishment that helps dogs stay healthy and live long. You see, Friskies is made to the rigid quality standards of the Carnation Company, based on more than 50 years' experience in animal nutrition. So here's a good way to repay your dog for all his loyalty and affection. Start feeding him a food he'll really go for in a big way. Canned Friskies, the table quality dog food. Get Friskies wherever dog foods are sold. And now for the story of Joan and Harry Davis. There was no doubt in Joan's mind but that her father had definitely improved. But in spite of that, when he said he wanted to see some of his old friends, especially Mr. Brooks, she wasn't sure if it was wise. So she decided to call Dr. Davon and see what he had to say about Mr. Field having visitors.
Dr. Davon, I hoped I haven't called you too early. Oh, no, Daddy seems much better this morning, but I have a question. Yes, Daddy wants to see Mr. Brooks this afternoon, and Harry thinks it's all right, but I... Oh, you'll come over and see Daddy first? Oh, good, I thought that was the thing to do. Yes, Dr. Davon, I'll be here at 11, and I'll see you then.
And at that moment, in downtown Stanwood, Harry was sitting in Mr. Brooks' office. Together, they were waiting for a visitor.
I certainly do agree with you that there's something very phony about the woman who bought Sam Field's house.
Mr. Brooks, Madame Renard is as phony as they come.
Well, if she is.
I'm sure of it. There's something in back of all her peculiar actions.
And you ought to find out what it is.
That's the way I felt.
The best way to do that is to get hold of a good detective and see what he can find out.
Well, certainly this man I'm going to meet is one of the top.
Well, he is one of the finest detective agencies in the state.
It's unbelievable how you can get hold of people like that at a moment's notice.
Well, they all want jobs.
Especially with a man of your importance, Mr. Brooks.
Well, you're certainly good for my ego, Harry.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, yes, you are. I need a pat on the back once in a while. Oh, this must be him now. Oh, yes, Miss Bailey. Oh, good. Will you send him right in?
Is it our man?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Clearwater?
Nice seeing you again, Mr. Brooks.
Thank you. I want you to meet Harry Davis.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure.
Now, sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Davis is very pleased you could make it on such short notice.
What Mr. Brooks said to me sounds very interesting, Mr. Davis.
Oh, give him the details, Harry.
Well, suppose I start at the beginning.
Please do.
My wife's mother suffered a serious stroke about a year ago.
Yes?
And you know how that sort of thing sometimes reacts. She was staying with us at the time, and she became very petulant and restless.
Oh, let me point that up a bit, Mr. Clearwater. I've known the lady in question, and if you ask me, Stella Field has always been one of the most difficult women in the world. She's had too much money and a husband who spoiled the life out of her. So naturally, when her freedom was restricted through illness, she took it out on everyone around her.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
So she decided to leave us and go back to her own home on the ridge, which had been closed for some time.
Yes?
Anyhow, to make a long story short, things went from bad to worse. Finally, she had another stroke, and the only possible thing for her to do was to go to the Laura Stanley Memorial Hospital.
Naturally.
My wife and her mother hadn't been on the best of terms, and Joe naturally thought the old house had just been closed up temporarily. And then, one day, out of the blue, Mrs. Field sold it to a Frenchwoman who just come to town from Paris.
Madame Renard?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Field asked Joan if there were any mementos she wanted from the old house because it was going to be sold.
Evidently, the Frenchwoman has plenty of money.
Seems that way. But this is the funny part of the situation. Joan went over several times but could never see her. And there wasn't anything really that she wanted, so she didn't bother going back again.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, for some reason or another, I took it on myself to go over there. And I found her quite an agreeable person. She built up some kind of a story about having a friend who had told her the Stanwood climate was very good for a heart ailment, such as she had. And so she came here to live.
Rather strange.
Yes, I thought so. Anyway, one night I decided to go out and take a walk, as I usually do, but instead of going down Ridge Avenue, I headed across the golf course. While I was walking, I heard several strange whistles as though people were trying to locate one another in the dark. And suddenly I walked directly into Madame Renard. Now remember, this is the woman who was supposed to be suffering from a very serious heart condition.
And she was walking on the golf course alone at that time of morning?
Yes, so she said.
Hmm.
Well, as we were talking, I heard the whistle again. And she threw a fainting spell. I picked her up and carried her, oh, I should say, a distance of several blocks to her own home and was about to take her into the house when suddenly she recovered, said goodnight, and walked in.
Yes?
Well, then as time went on, I heard her name mentioned in connection with a lawyer of doubtful reputation named Nicky Block.
Hmm.
And then the other night, a woman who works for her came over to our house and insisted on seeing Joan. She said there was something she wanted to tell her. I tried to get it out of her, but she didn't want to come to the point. So I'm meeting her for luncheon at 1 o'clock at the Stanley Arms. But in the meantime, I wondered if you could find out anything about this Madame Renard.
I see. Do you know where she came from in France?
Paris, she said.
Well, that doesn't give us very much to go on.
Well, everything about her is very mysterious.
Do you know who the real estate agent was who sold her the house?
Yes, Brandon Brown.
Did she pay cash for the place?
Yes.
Hmm. Then maybe they can tell me where the money came from, which will help to give me a starting point.
Well, I certainly hope you can get some information.
It's going to take time.
Oh, that's all right.
And if you learn anything from this woman you're lunching with...
I'll get in touch with you.
With the information Mr. Brooks gave me, at least I'll have something to start on.
Good. Now, what about a retainer?
Oh, never mind about that. Wait until I bring in some results.
Well, thank you very much.
You'll be hearing from me, Mr. Davis.
Very well.
And thank you, Mr. Brooks, for getting in contact with me.
Back in the Davis home on the ridge, Dr. Davon came downstairs after his visit with Joan's father.
Joan, I can't get over your father. He's so much improved.
Oh, Dr. Davon.
It's a miracle.
Oh, no.
It's certainly nothing I did. But that man has a will of iron. He has a mission in life, and it does look to me as though he's going to fulfill it.
About Sylvia?
That's all he has on his mind.
Well, knowing Daddy as I do, if he has the strength, he'll accomplish that purpose, too.
I'm sure of it. Now, about visitors.
That was my worry, Dr. Davon.
I don't think it's going to do him one bit of harm to see an old friend now and then.
Whatever you say.
Naturally, I don't feel it would be a good thing for him to have a great deal of company. But a visit now and then won't hurt him, as I see it.
He's so anxious.
I just hope one thing.
What's that, Doctor?
That he does not get any ideas about seeing your mother until he is much more improved than he is now.
I'll just not let him.
Try and do that, Joan, because there would be danger in it. Having attended your mother, I know that she never uses her head when it comes to others and their emotional feelings.
Mother's always been entirely selfish about people, especially when they're in a position to upset what she wants to do.
That is exactly what I mean. A meeting with friends without any upsetting conversations will not hurt him one little bit. But if he becomes emotionally upset...
There'll be a reaction.
That's what happened to him on the plane. Mm. The emotions of seeing you and arriving home in Stanwood again brought on the attack. Now, a meeting with his wife at this time would probably do the same thing. And I may as well tell you now, Joan, that heart of his is not in any condition to go through any more spells like he had on the plane.
Dr. Davon, I know you're absolutely right. A meeting of that kind must be prevented at all costs. It could so easily mean the end of Father's life. That's why I insisted on waiting to talk to you before I let Harry tell Mr. Brooks to come over.
Well, you can put your mind at rest on that score, because I don't think it will do him one little bit of harm.
Could Mr. Brooks come today?
Certainly.
Then I'll call Harry right away. Mr. Brooks is awfully anxious to see Daddy.
Their old friends?
From their school days.
Then certainly there is no danger in such a visit.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I think in a day or two I'm going to let your father get up.
Oh?
It won't hurt him at all. The only thing I want you to remember is to keep him away from any emotional upsets.
Indeed I will.
I'll stop in again in a day or so.
Thank you so much.
I just wish I'd been as successful with your sister.
Well, maybe...
If anyone can do it, your father can.
I hope so.
Now you tell Harry it's perfectly all right for Mr. Brooks to come over and see Mr. Field this afternoon.
Tell you about tomorrow's episode in a moment. Let's go on a bit here with the discussion we started earlier about nutrition for pets. You know, people sometimes ask me, how is it possible for any dog food to give complete nourishment in itself? And of course, I always say, it isn't possible for just any dog food, but it is possible for Friskies. Like canned Friskies, Friskies meal is a complete food. All your dog needs, in fact. And that's something you can count on, because you can put your confidence in the painstaking research that has gone into the development of Friskies meal. The fundamental purpose of the Friskies research kennels on the famous Carnation Milk Farm is the practical study of dog feeding and the development of stronger health characteristics through better nutrition. Friskies meal is a scientifically balanced dog food that provides every single food element dogs are known to need. 2 pounds of Friskies meal contain as much protein as 3 pounds of beef or 6 quarts of milk, as much iron as 3 pounds of liver, as much minerals as 3 dozen eggs. Benefit by Friskies' long experience. Feed your dog Friskies meal, the meal of champions. Remember, a frisky dog is a healthy dog. Keep your dog frisky with Friskies. In tomorrow's episode of When a Girl Marries, you will hear...
Harry may learn something today. He's having lunch with Miss Brady right now. But the thing that worries me is that she said she had information that she'd give only to me. Mr. Brooks, I'm going over there and find out.
When a Girl Marries stars Mary Jane Higby. It is written by Elaine Carrington and directed by Warren Somerville. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Friskies. When you feed your dog table-quality canned Friskies, he's getting complete nourishment. Yes, canned Friskies provides every food element your dog is known to need. And in canned Friskies, your dog gets an abundance of rich red meat, U.S. government-inspected horse meat. You can actually see and smell the difference in canned Friskies, and your dog can taste the difference. So the very next time you go shopping, be sure you take home a supply of protein-rich canned Friskies. The table quality dog food. Today, another famous Carnation product, Friskies Dog Food, has brought you When a Girl Marries. Transcribed from Hollywood. Stay tuned for Modern Romances. This is ABC Radio Network.